The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, November the 11th, 2018, is from the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 5 through 10, and verses 18 through 29. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Genesis 27, 5 through 10, and 18 through 29. Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau, when Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back. Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game, and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." He went to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God gave me success," he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father Isaac. He touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau, so he proceeded to bless him. "Are you really my son Esau?" he asked. "I am," he replied. Then he said, "My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing." Jacob brought it to him, and he ate. And he brought some wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you heaven's dew and earth's riches, and abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Genesis 27, 5 through 10, and 18 through 29. New International Version, November 11th, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Genesis 27, 5. Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau, when Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back. Because Isaac was almost blind and thought he was dying, he told Esau he wanted to give him the blessing that belonged to the firstborn son. It seems unthinkable that he did not know about or believe Rebekah, after the Lord told her that the older son would serve the younger son. Genesis 25:23. The Lord's words indicated that Jacob would receive Isaac's blessing instead of Esau. The Bible does not tell us how often they discussed the meaning of the Lord's words to her and what Isaac should do about what the Lord had told her. Isaac may or may not have known that Esau had sold his birthright and the corresponding blessing to Jacob. But Isaac's blessing was not Esau's to sell. In any event, Isaac asked Esau to bring him a dinner of wild game to eat before he blessed him. Hearing this conversation, Rebekah took the matter into her own hands. Despite what Rebekah or Isaac did, the Lord achieved what he had told Rebekah. Genesis 27:6. Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau." Rebekah decided that she would do all she could to ensure that what the Lord had revealed to her about Jacob would be fulfilled. Rebekah's goal, purpose, or end may have been worthy, that the Lord's will be done. But the means and methods she chose were sinful and wrong. In Christian ethics, the end does not justify the means. A good goal will not make the wrong means and methods right. Furthermore, she involved her son in her deceptive, sinful behavior. But perhaps to honor his mother, Jacob did what was wrong in obedience to her. The Bible does not tell children to honor and obey their parents by doing wrong when their parents tell them to sin. Genesis 27:7. Bring to me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die. Isaac loved Esau because of the game he brought him. If he had consulted the Lord or believed his wife and chose to ignore God's will, to uphold tradition and bless the son he loved for his good food, he put his stomach before his head and obedience to the Lord. The blessing was to be official, because the Lord was to hear the blessing. The blessing could not be retracted once Isaac gave it. The blessing involved what Isaac hoped the Lord would do for his son. And God did do what Isaac asked in his blessing, but the blessing went to Jacob instead of Esau. Genesis 27:8. Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Rebekah wanted Jacob to impersonate Esau and pretend to have done what Isaac had requested of Esau. When Jacob objected, he did not object on the basis that what she wanted him to do was dishonest and deceptive. He objected on the basis that Isaac might catch him in the deception. But Rebekah said that if he did catch Jacob in the deception, that the curse would fall upon her and not on him. She truly loved Jacob and wanted the blessing for her son according to the Lord's promise to her. In some sense, a curse did fall on her after Jacob received Isaac's blessing, for after she and Isaac sent Jacob away to find a wife, she never saw Jacob again. Genesis 27:9. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Rebekah decided that she could prepare 2 goats, perhaps choosing the best parts of each one, in a tasty way that would make Isaac believe it was wild game that he was eating. So, one of her lies involved fake food. We do not know if she had prayed before she began her deceptive ways, but it is not likely. If she had prayed, the Lord could have shown her the right way to change Isaac's mind and bless Jacob instead of Esau. Or the Lord could have changed Isaac's heart and mind in answer to her prayers according to the will of the Lord as he foretold her. Genesis 27:10. then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." She prepared Jacob's hands and neck to be hairy, using skins from the goats he brought her. Perhaps that is why she chose goat skin instead of sheep's wool. She dressed Jacob in Esau's best clothes and gave him the food to take to Isaac before Esau returned. Because Jacob received the Lord's blessing, even though his mother and he deceived Isaac, indicates that the Lord can use human evil and sin and overrule evil deeds to achieve his good purposes without doing evil or approving evil. The Lord achieved what he told Rebekah would be done without approving their evil means. Indeed, both Rebekah and Jacob suffered in different ways because of the sins they committed. They were separated, never to see each other again in this life. Genesis 27:18. He went to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Having been prepared to go to his father with his dinner, Jacob went and called to his father, and Isaac replied that the person must be his son because he called him, "My father." However, even though the voice was that of Jacob, Isaac asked him, "Who is it?" At any point along the way of this deception, the Lord could have intervened and stopped the deception. But as far as we know, God does not often stop people from committing sins and receiving the unhappy consequences as a lesson. Genesis 27:19. Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Jacob lied when he claimed to be Esau, and he compounded the lie when he claimed to be Isaac's firstborn son. He also did not do what Isaac had told Esau to do. He did what his mother told him to do. He lied when he said his prepared goat was game. He said he wanted the blessing he had been promised, but Isaac had promised the blessing to Esau. Isaac did not suspect the deception or think about the fact that his conversation with Esau could have been overheard so that Rebekah and Jacob could have plotted to deceive him. However, the Lord intended for Jacob to receive Isaac's blessing, and he intended for Jacob and Rebekah to learn hard lessons from their lying that might make them avoid that sin in the future. Genesis 27:20. Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord, your God, gave me success," he replied. From experience, Isaac knew how long it would take to hunt, prepare, and cook a meal from wild game. So he asked a normal question, perhaps also wanting assurance that even though he was hearing Jacob's voice, he was in fact talking to Esau. Jacob had sinfully invoked the name of the Lord in his deception by giving God the glory for having found the game so quickly. Despite their deception, the Lord had intended before Esau and Jacob were born that Jacob would receive Isaac's blessing, and the Lord would have worked the situation out for good without doing wrong, except for Rebekah's and Jacob's sinful interference that still achieved God's will. Genesis 27:21. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." Doubting that it was his son, Isaac continued talking to Jacob. Knowing that Esau was a hairy man, Isaac wanted to touch his son. He made it clear that he was doubting what Jacob was claiming and that he wanted to give this test. Perhaps he knew the Lord's will from discussions with Rebekah over the years and planned to circumvent the Lord's will. We do not know. Genesis 27:22. Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Probably with some trepidation, Jacob went close to his father. Again, Isaac expressed his reason for caution and testing, for the voice was Jacob's, which might have led to Jacob's tearful confession and forgiveness by his father if he had been found out. But Jacob was probably thankful that the goatskins were good enough substitute for Esau's hair, that he passed the test, as his mother had said he would. Genesis 27:23. He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy, like those of his brother Esau, so he proceeded to bless him. The Bible repeats the fact that in his blindness, Isaac could only distinguish Esau from Jacob by voice, touch, and smell. The son pretending to be Esau had Jacob's voice, but Isaac mistrusted his ears, and he instead chose to follow his feelings. Sometimes people follow their feelings to overcome their doubts instead of following the voice of God in the Bible. Genesis 27:24. Are you really my son Esau? He asked. I am, he replied. Isaac kept questioning Jacob, and Jacob kept lying to him. We have no indication that Isaac prayed to the Lord for guidance before telling Esau that he would bless him, or during the time he thought he was talking to Jacob. He surely would have known the Lord's will from having talked to Rebekah before Esau and Jacob were born. But it seems he never prayed to the Lord for guidance in how to achieve the revealed will of God. If he had prayed to the Lord, his family situation would have ended differently. Genesis 27:25. Then he said, "My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing." Jacob brought it to him, and he ate. And he brought some wine, and he drank. As he ate and drank, Isaac had the opportunity to continue thinking about whether or not the voice he heard each time he talked to him was Jacob's or Esau's voice. Isaac probably wanted to believe that the son he was talking to was Esau, and probably had no reason to think Jacob would ever lie to him. So he ignored the meaning of the sound of Jacob's voice that he heard. Genesis 27:26. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." In one last effort to determine who he talked to, Isaac asked for his son to come near and kiss him. Once again, he would depend on his physical senses instead of the voice he was hearing that was so clearly Jacob's voice. Genesis 27:27. So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed." When Isaac smelled the clothing of Esau that Jacob was wearing, he blessed him, not thinking that Jacob might be wearing Esau's clothing. Esau was wrong to sell his birthright, and Jacob was wrong to deceive his father. Isaac was wrong to try to thwart the Lord's will, and Rebekah was wrong to try to deceive her husband and involve her son in telling lies. Each one suffered the consequences of their wrong choices. Jacob would be away from home for 20 years, be deceived by Laban, and never see his mother alive again. Esau would hate his brother and want to kill him. Isaac trembled when he learned that he had blessed the wrong son, perhaps knowing that he had disobeyed the Lord and might never see Jacob again. Despite everyone having done wrong and suffering the consequences, the Lord fulfilled his word to Rebekah about Jacob receiving the blessing. Genesis 27:28. May God give you heaven's dew and earth's riches, an abundance of grain and new wine. Isaac's blessing of Jacob included receiving many worldly blessings from the Lord, including all that would give him an abundant produce from the land. Jacob would have all he and his family needed to eat and drink, as the Lord provided good farmland and water for his crops. Jacob would continue in his preferred way of life as a shepherd and farmer. Remember, Esau enjoyed hunting wild game, not staying at home, so the blessing was more fitting for Jacob than Esau. Esau would not have been a good head of the family. With Rebekah's help over the years, Jacob had prepared himself to care for the family in the future, but he was not given the opportunity for 20 years, and Rebekah died before he returned from Haran. Genesis 27:29. May nations serve you, and peoples bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. Jacob would be lord over his brother and nations. Nations bowed down to the descendants of Jacob, which happened in the reigns of King David and King Solomon. After Jesus Christ, a descendant of Jacob, returns, all nations will serve him, and all peoples will bow down to him. Later, Paul wrote, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." Romans 12:14. All those who bless Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will be blessed. All those who listen to and believe the Bible will be blessed. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. For what sins were Rebekah and Jacob guilty? 2. As far as we know, what did Isaac refuse to do? 3. Which son do you think was prepared to receive Isaac's blessing? Why? 4. What kind of person was Esau? 5. How was the blessing of Jacob ultimately fulfilled? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Despite deceptions, God keeps His promises. Genesis 27:22. Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." Before Esau and Jacob were born, the Lord told Rebekah that the oldest twin Esau would serve his younger brother Jacob. Later, Esau sold his birthright inheritance as the eldest son to Jacob. But it was not his to sell, it was Isaac's to give. Isaac loved Esau because Esau was a hunter and brought him game to eat. Rebekah loved Jacob because he stayed home. Ignoring what the Lord had told Rebekah, Isaac determined to bless Esau as the oldest twin. Rather than trust the Lord to keep his promise, Rebekah resolved to deceive Isaac by having Jacob pretend he was Esau to receive Isaac's blessing. It appears neither Isaac nor Rebekah prayed to discern the Lord's will, while Rebekah and Jacob sinned to ensure that the Lord's will would be done. When Jacob lied to him, Isaac refused to believe his ears when he heard Jacob's voice. Instead, he trusted in his senses of taste, touch, and smell, and gave Esau's blessing to Jacob. The Lord did not approve of the sins of Rebekah and Jacob, but despite the evil they did, the Lord kept his promise. Esau and Jacob could not both be in the line of the Messiah, and before they were born, the Lord had chosen Jacob to carry on his promises to Abraham and Isaac. Since Jacob stayed home, he was prepared to carry on the family traditions and livelihood as shepherds. However, after Jacob left home to find a wife, Rebekah never saw him again, and Jacob later suffered from the deceptions of her brother Laban. Begin a closure class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.